flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Love you, Oreo Cookie. He was also a pregamer. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky here. This is the morning roast, and just we got an incredible amount of content just to talk about over the weekend. Right now, we're going to be joined by Jerry Rice here in just a second. And don't forget, at some point after Jerry hops off with us, we will prompt you to call in with the keyword to win a spot in the knockout tournament. Make sure you are locked in and have that keyword ready. We're going to hit a sounder. And once we hit that, that's going to be your opportunity. I'm going to give out the number to call in with that keyword, be the first caller, and be at least 18 from California to qualify for your chance to play knockout at Chase Center. Joe Shasky.
You know, I'm looking at this goat fool can right here,
goat
and
fuel.
Similar to the Notre Dame helmet where it's got flecks of and specks of gold on it, this is a gold goat fuel sports energy drink, Jerry Rice edition. This thing, I don't even want to open it because it looks so cool. Like, you've got to go out and get yourself some of these.
You know, and we're going to be joined by Jerry Rice here on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands and Lathrop. And Jerry, the goat fuel sports energy launched the Jerry Rice limited edition can as we're holding right now on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday, January 29th. So this is new and exclusive, baby, and it's ours. And it's beautiful. It's awesome. And this is part of a broader campaign by Goat Fuel, creating unique collectible cans that pay tribute to goats, greatest of all time from various sports, including the Ali can, which launched in 2024. By the way, did you know this? There's a meet and greet tomorrow at Safeway at 3970 Rivermark Plaza in Santa Clara, 95054 from 12:30 to 2 p.m. Hey, Jerry's going to be signing some of these Goat Fuel cans.
No
all right?
way.
He's going to be signing these cans tomorrow. No other items are going to be signed. No NFL memorabilia, none of that. No. Get a can, get it signed. All right? And limit one can per customer. And first 200 fans there are going to get those signed. Jerry, can't thank you enough for joining us here. And we're excited, man, about the Goat Fuel, about all the trades. Myles Garrett wants to get traded. Luka Doncic is a Laker. What's going on, man?
What's up, faithfuls? What's happening? Hey, man, look, I'm so looking forward to, seeing the faithfuls tomorrow at Safeway and, you know, just giving some love back to the fans, you know, thanking them for supporting Goat Fuel over the years. And, man, this can I couldn't believe when they actually sent me this. This can is special. And, you know, another thing, too, they got so many of my records on the back. And we got other legends. We got other dogs, man. And you know, I never look at myself like this, but, man, this is amazing. We got other legends coming on board that we're going to put them on the can, too. So, you know, Ali started everything because we know Ali is the greatest of all time. And, you know, so I'm excited about meeting the fans tomorrow.
Yeah, and this can is super awesome. But, Jerry, like, you're a sports fan like all of us. I mean, I know you love basketball. I know you love baseball, football. So you love it all. You saw the trade Saturday night, and like all of us, I didn't think it was real. I couldn't believe it. I thought my little cousin was messing with me. What went through your head when you saw Luka Doncic is going to the Lakers and Anthony Davis is going to the Mavs?
It felt like the world was getting ready to come to an end, man. I'm serious. I'm like, what the F? What is going on here? Nobody saw this happening. This might be the biggest trade of the NBA ever. And, you know, with LeBron James and Luka coming, you know, Luka is going to be the face of the Lakers for a long, long time. This is a very, very young kid. Now, you can flip this over because there had to be something going on in Dallas. Something was not going as smoothly in the locker room or whatever, and they decided to make this move.
Jerry,
I think it's great for the Lakers, though.
I don't mean to interrupt you there. Like, you are known and are still known as one of the best conditioned athletes of all time. It's a very short list of players like yourself. Steph Curry, I would put, is similar to you. Like, he really cares about his body and maintenance. LeBron, right, the same thing. When you see all of the criticisms about Luka Doncic and his conditioning and all that stuff, as a former, you know, you still are an athlete, but as a former top level conditioned athlete, what are your thoughts when you look at a young man like Luka, who has the world ahead of him and just can't get his body right?
Well, you know what, man? It tells me that, you know what? This guy, he's so good, and he's not pouring that time into his conditioning and all of that. Think about if he did that too. You know, he might be on a whole different planet. And it's unfortunate, you know, that that reputation is with him in Dallas. And hopefully he can change that when he, you know, comes to L.A. and get on a regiment, you know, get in top shape, be that, you know, perfect role model where, you know, you're doing it on the court, you're doing it off the court, you know, and you're pouring time and putting time into your conditioning.
No, it's a good point. And Jerry, that brings me to this other question here. And Chasky mentioned it. You got a guy like LeBron, who I liken to you, right? The best at your sports, but the longevity factor, having that time spent on the rehabilitation, the ice baths, all of that, the cardio, all the work you guys put in the off season, all the money and time you spent investing that, like, how do you approach it as a teammate like LeBron now? When Luka comes into the locker room, it's like, hey, man, we got to get to work. Like, how would you approach Luka Doncic the moment he gets in the locker room and gets ready for training?
You know what?
Yeah, what are you doing?
He got the perfect guy right in front of him. He doesn't have to say anything. If he latches on to LeBron, then I think he's going to, you know, start, you know, working out more, putting more into it. And I was always one of those guys. I felt like you led by example. And I think LeBron is the perfect role model. And I think Luka just got to buy in. If he does that, it's no telling where his game can go to.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you saw this, but Myles Garrett, the great defensive end for the Cleveland Browns, put out on social media, he wants a trade. Wow. He wants out of Cleveland. And to me, this is a guy that I would love to have in the red and gold. I mean, Jerry, Myles Garrett, you do that deal, right? If you're the 49ers?
Man, that's a dog. That's a dog. Hey, that's a no-brainer. If you can get that dog, man, you go get him because it's only going to add to that defense. And you win championships with defense, man. I don't care how potent your offense is and how many points you're putting up. You got to be able to stop the opponent, and he would be a great part to doing that.
Jerry Rice joining us here on the Morning Roast. Spadoni and Chasky on the River Islands guest line as well. And Jerry, it's crazy. We've been talking about the NBA nonstop, obviously, and the NBA trade deadline this week. It's also the week of the Super Bowl. We haven't even brought that up
yet. Yeah,
really. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and there's a lot of storylines to be had here.
Oh, I hate the Chiefs.
I know.
I hate the Chiefs, man. I'm pissed.
Hey, you know what, though, guys? Hey, you got to give them their props, man.
I know.
You got to give them their props. And I guess, God, you know what? This reminds me a little bit of Kendrick Lamar. He said, if you didn't come for the chili, why are you here? Or something like that in that song. So if Philadelphia is not coming for that Super Bowl and winning it, they shouldn't even show up. They better be focused. They better be ready, and they better be ready to go, because they're going up against one of the best teams ever, with Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and those weapons that they have in that defense. You know, they believe that they can win another Super Bowl, which will be a three-peat. But then you look at Saquon Barkley, what he done brought to that offense. It's just ridiculous, because now Jalen Hurts doesn't feel like he has to do it all on his own, because you can hand that ball off, and you know that Saquon is going to get it done. Then offensive-wise, you got those other receivers, that playmakers to make things happen. But it's going to come down to that defense being very smart. They can't blow assignments, and they can't just let KC just hang around. If you're going to take it, you hit them right in the mouth, in the throat, choke them out, and take it. You can't let them hang around.
It's a good point, Jerry. I didn't mean to cut you off there either. And Jerry Rice joining us here on the Morning Roast. And, you know, I think back to that last Super Bowl matchup between these two teams, and Jalen Hurts, the one mistake he made, that was the one that cost him. Dropped the ball, fumble recovery by Nick Bolton, touchdown. And Jalen was sensational in that game. But no one remembers that. They remember the dropped ball, he fumbled it, and that was it.
I was watching that, man. And, you know, he was just trying to make a play, but as a quarterback, you got to be more protective of the football. And you can't make mistakes against KC. You just cannot do it. And that brings back bad memories of the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. We made so many bad mistakes during that ball game, and it ended up costing us. And we ended up losing that game.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm kind of glad you brought that up, because Deebo Samuel later on this year said something to the effect that, like, hey, losing the Super Bowl put him in a state of depression. In fact, we have the sound right here. Listen to this, and I want to ask you a question. I know you lost one with the Raiders, and so I want your perspective on this. Listen to what Deebo said earlier this year.
Losing a Super Bowl, bro, like, it puts you in depression. Like, bro, like, I don't think, like, bro, you go months without, like, talking to people, want to be seen. Like, bro, when I lost the Super Bowl, bro, I stayed in Vegas and hopped on a, like, I got on a Sprinter going back home. Like, by myself, 7 hours is on there. Like, bro, like, losing Super Bowl, like, that's one of the worst feelings, like, ever. You just think about it. Like, think about it in our position. Like, bro, we just went through camp. We just went through the whole season. We got here. We lose. Now you back to work in 3 weeks. And you about to do it all over again. So.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's just like, God, like, bro, this Super Bowl crazy. I lost the Super Bowl twice to the same team.
What do you think when you hear that, Jerry?
That's tough, man, because I remember when I went with the Raiders and I lost. It's hard because you pour everything into it and all the hard work, the dedication, you know, trying to win for the fans and doing all that, all the pressure behind that comes down to one game. Then you end up losing that game. And it never left me. It's still here today. And that's part of it. And you just got to know when you get that opportunity, you better take advantage of it because you might not get it again, or, you know, it could happen to you all over again. And I understand exactly what he's going through, because I remember, you know, losing that game, going back to my room and I was crying like a baby on the bed. Then I had to become more of a professional, go downstairs and interact with, you know, my family and my fans and stuff like that. It teaches you, you know, different things, but it's so much better on the winning side because nobody is going to remember that team that comes in second. It's all about holding that trophy up over your head, and it's okay. It's okay for it to hurt him right now, and maybe that's going to make him, you know, more hungry. And next time he realizes, when I get the opportunity, I got to impact the game, and also I got to win for my team and the fans.
It's crazy. It's just a year ago, right? Coming up on a year,
yeah.
And it feels just like yesterday. And
yeah. It's like a dark cloud. It's a dark cloud.
It's a dark cloud. We've heard that a lot in regards to the Warriors too. speaking of dark clouds, this guy's a dark cloud above every other franchise in the NFL. Since Patrick Mahomes. Ugh. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. I'm actually a little happy this weekend because he is a big Dallas Mavericks fan. So he's a little pissed off that Luka Doncic is now a Laker. Maybe that's a good thing or a bad thing for the Eagles. We'll see. But Patrick Mahomes is going for his fourth Super Bowl. He's going for a three-peat, Jerry. A three-peat. Yeah. Never been done in the Super Bowl era. What would this mean? Would this mean this is the greatest team we've ever seen if they pull this off?
Well, you got to give them props. I keep going back to the different eras of football, guys. That plays a very important part. And I don't want to take anything away from KC. You know, to have the opportunity to three-peat, and if they should do it, I'll be the first one to congratulate them. But it's a whole different era of football now.
Jerry, when you're looking at like what you guys did, and I think about that 1990 NFC Championship game, January 91, Joe rolling out, getting whacked.
Yep.
I mean, it's hard to watch. And then you guys have the lead, obviously the Roger fumble, you know, and I'm glad that people have gotten over it. You know, it's tough. And Matt Barr kicking that field goal as time expires. Take me through that locker room after having an opportunity to three-peat and losing on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. What was that like? And then obviously Joe was hurt. It's like really his last big moment as a Niner.
Well, it's still about one heartbeat. We don't point any fingers or anything like that. We try to pick each other up, but we realize the devastation of that loss. We know, but somehow you still band together and try to stay positive, and that's something that's going to haunt me for the rest of my life. Also, hey guys, memories like that you don't forget. You don't forget and stuff like that. So it's like when you have the opportunity, you got to be able to, you know, put a team away completely.
Yeah.
And we didn't finish that game like we wanted to finish it. It ended up costing us in the end. And that's what I'm saying about Philly right now. If Philly won it, they better go get it. And they better try to, you know, really put a lot of points on the board, blow this game out, and not let KC just stick around and stay close.
Talking to Jerry Rice here on the River Islands Guest Line. And Jerry, I want to get your thoughts on the week leading up to, you know, the Super Bowl and stuff like that. But I also want to get into the quarterback, because obviously there's Patrick Mahomes on one side, there's Jalen Hurts on the other. It's the most important position in all of team sports is the quarterback. If you don't have one, you're not going anywhere. I mean, you were lucky enough to play with three different MVP quarterbacks.
Crazy.
Right? You know better than anyone else. If you don't have a quarterback, you're not going anywhere. The Niners feel like they have their quarterback in Brock Purdy. Now, we've seen how they've done deals in the past, and last year, and it hasn't been about the quarterback, but Brandon Ayuk, we saw it linger, right? Didn't go well for Brandon last year. We saw Trent Williams. The contract lingered. We've seen it in the past, Debo, Nick Bosa, et cetera, et cetera. Is it more imperative now more than ever for the 49ers to get this deal done with Brock Purdy sooner rather than later?
They need to get it done now. They don't want any distractions this year. You know, I think they learned their lesson from last year. The best thing, if you feel like Brock Purdy is the quarterback of the Niners, get it done. You know, don't let it linger into training camp and all of that. So my thing is, though, but you got to be sure. You got to be positive. You cannot make a mistake like that if you don't feel like this guy is completely what you need. Because if you do that, there's no coming back from that. I believe from just watching him, I believe he is the guy. I believe he can, you know, he done taken us to the Super Bowls, and he has, you know, well, he has taken us to the Super Bowl and done all of those things. And now the 49ers just got to make sure they get this done before training camp.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think all Niner fans are with you. Like, they want to see this guy in red and gold for a long time. You know, watching Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes the last couple of years, it's tough because I'm watching, like, a version of what the Niners used to be, where, like, situationally it's 3rd and 5, it's 3rd and 7, and it's like, not only is one guy open, like two or three guys are wide open.
Yeah,
and it feels like time and time again, they get Mahomes on the move, and either he can hold it and run for a first down, or Kelce sits down and bang, he throws it to him, or here's Xavier Worthy making plays. I'm watching Andy Reid, and I'm watching Patrick Mahomes, and I feel like I'm watching this generation's Montana and Walsh, with no disrespect.
You hit it right on the nose. I mean, Bill Walsh and Joe Montana. That's it. And these two guys, man, they are hard to stop because of the creativity of the play selection and all of that. You know, Worthy, Kelce, all these guys are getting one-on-ones. And plus these defensive backs, man, they're playing these guys like 5 yards off. If you are a receiver and you cannot get open on off coverage, 5 yards, you don't deserve to be on the football field. Then when you got a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes that's not going to hold the ball long, because if he sees this one-on-one, he's going to get rid of the ball. So that's going to frustrate the defensive line because they can't get to Patrick Mahomes to hit him. Mm. So I want to see hard bump and run up in their face and say, hey, look, if you're going to beat us, you're going to have it, you can take it like this. You can take your medicine like, okay, is it going to be a quick death or is it going to be a slow death? Pick which one you want. Yeah. Which one you want. Because I'd rather see them get up, challenge them, man to man, hard bump and run, and get to Patrick Mahomes.
No, that's the teams that have success, right? You think of Tampa, you know, in that Super Bowl. And Tom Brady at home in the Super Bowl was an underdog against that Kansas City Chiefs team. They didn't have their tackles, and what'd they do? Dominated the trenches, and Mahomes didn't have a chance in that one. Real quick, Jerry, before we let you go, and we appreciate the time. You've been amazing for us right here. This Go Fuel. I'm going to have it as soon as
you
off.
Let's go, baby.
I need one right now. The biggest drops, right? We remember wide receivers. We remember players for, and players in general, a lot of the times, for what they didn't do. Mark Andrews had a huge drop. Dalton Kincaid had a big drop. How are you feeling after that as a receiver, right? You know, Josh Allen did all he could. Lamar Jackson did all he could to put their teams in position to win. And you come up with a drop like that.
It comes down to that one play. You can't have it. Yeah. I mean, you have done this over and over. When your number is called, you got to make that play. You got to make that play because I think that play would have sent it into overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And you have done it over and over during practice, over and over during practice. And I always look forward to my number being called because I knew I could make that play because I had done it over and over again. And I think it was just a little lack of concentration and he dropped the ball.
Do you remember your biggest drops as opposed to your biggest catches?
I remember all my drops. I remember all my drops, all of those things, because it's like, you know, something factor into that. And I didn't like dropping footballs or anything like that. And I always try to make corrections. But I practiced a certain way that was always, you know, it, like a game situation where I knew in a ball game that I could make that winning catch.
Jerry, I hate to ask you this so directly. Did you or did you not fumble that ball on the final drive of the wild card game against the Green Bay Packers before there was replay?
No, that was not a fumble. That was not a fumble. Not at all.
Oh, please come on again.
The funny thing is a lot of Green Bay Packers and stuff like that, they, like when I'm going around and I'm talking to different companies, they all ask me that. And I'm like, no, man, that's not a fumble at all. Come on, be for real.
Oh, God, I love you. I love you, Jerry.
You're the best, Jerry.
Jerry will be signing cans for the first 200 fans tomorrow in attendance at Rivermark Plaza, Santa Clara, the Safeway there.
Very cool.
Again, buy some goat fuel. One can per customer. He will be signing the goat fuel cans only, people. Don't be bringing your babies. Don't be bringing your little kids. He's not going to be signing them with Sharpies, all right? The goat fuel cans.
Hey, one more for you guys, Kendrick Lamar. How did he say that? You say you're bigger than me. Someone got to do it.
Jerry, I didn't know you were so in on your pop culture.
Hey, man, listen.
Not like us. Not like us.
I love it.
Jerry Rice is not like us.
Are you going to
above.
The Super Bowl, Jerry? Are you going to be down there?
No, I'm going to be working around the Bay Area.
Nice.
So I'm going to watch it from here.
Good.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, we appreciate it, man. Appreciate your time. Enjoy this chaos of the NBA trade deadline and the Super Bowl, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, go have a good one.
See you, bro.
All right, there you go, man. That's Jerry freaking Rice. Go get.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinky Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.